Chapter 3. How to Build Your Story Bank. Two monks were walking from their monastery to another one nearby. One was an old wise monk and the other was a novice, an apprentice monk. As they walked in silence, they came across a river. Unseasonal rains had caused the river to run high. On the banks of the river was a young lady in a kimono, not sure whether it was safe for her to cross. When she saw the two monks, she looked relieved and asked for help. The young monk was aghast. He explained, "Don't you see I'm a monk? I took vows of chastity." "I require nothing from you that would impede your vow, but simply a little help to cross the river," the young woman replied with a smile. "I will not. I cannot do anything for you," said the embarrassed young monk. At this point, the elderly monk stepped forward and said, "Climb on my back, I'll help you cross." Upon reaching the other side, the old monk put the lady down. She thanked him and he responded with, "Welcome." With that, he started walking towards his destination. The young apprentice was agitated. He said, How could you do this? This is against our order. You were supposed to be my mentor. You were supposed to show me the way. When we return, I'm going to ask for a change of my mentor." The young monk went on and on and on, cribbing till they reached the gate of the next monastery. On reaching the gate, the old monk paused, looked at the young monk and said, "I did carry the lady, but I put her down on the bank of the river. It seems you are still carrying her." This is a beautiful parable that can be used in many business situations to make a point about carrying baggage and losing perspective, or about letting go of the past, or about not confusing the letter of the law with the spirit of the law. A year from now, if I asked any of you whether you knew the two monks' story, I am certain you will all answer in the affirmative. This is because stories stick. However, say a few weeks from now, you were looking for a story to use in your office to make a point about not confusing between the letter and the spirit of the law, it is highly unlikely that many of you would remember the story. You may recollect that in the introductory chapter, we discussed a process of cataloging stories. We also discussed a retrieval system that allows us to find the stories from our database using the business point we want to make, a system that should throw up the two monk story when we look for stories about confusing the letter and the spirit of the law. Since the creation of such a bank is so vital, I am going to revise the process using this story. I hope by now you have downloaded Evernote and have already stored the Gillian Lynn story. Let's start. First, we label the story. In my story bank, I have labeled it Two Monks and the Baggage. This is what Evernote calls note title. Then, in the body of the note, we put down the key elements of the story. In this case, they would be two monks, river crossing, woman, carry on the back, you are still carrying her. I am sure you will all agree that even a decade later, if I gave you those five elements, just 14 words, you will be able to recall and retell the story with a fair amount of accuracy. You may forget some elements like unseasonal rain or the fact that the woman was wearing a kimono. Neither are essential to the message of the story. You will remember more than enough to get your point across. The next thing you need to do is create tags of the various business points you think you might illustrate using this story. Perhaps they will be putting down baggage, letting go of the past, letter and spirit of the law. A great way to add tags is to tell the story to a few colleagues and ask them what it meant to them. Someone might say removing biases or missing the ability to observe because you are stuck on an idea. After all, the young monk did not enjoy the journey in such a beautiful location. Whatever interpretations resonate with you are the tags you add. The story is now yours forever. Someday, when you're preparing for a speech or presentation, and looking for a story on, say, the difference between the letter and spirit of law, the two monk story will once again come up when you open your app and search for the tag letter and spirit. Yes, you do need to make this little effort to create ownership of the stories you love. But the effort pays back many times over in the form of being recognized as an inspirational, engaging speaker who connects with the audience. Now, as you listen through this book, use this process to store stories that resonate with you. As you make it a habit, your collection will grow, and so will your reputation as a storyteller. I will add a caution here. Not everything that is labeled a story is a story. Let's take this excerpt from a website. It appeared under the heading Our Story. I have changed certain elements to not embarrass the people in that company who put together the website. In 1775, our founder, John Doe, invested in this country and started what is today the nation's longest-running financial institution. You could say the buck started here. In the 230 years since then, countries have been created, borders have been erased, and new markets have emerged. But the essential thing remains constant. We are endured by continually looking to the future and staying invested in innovation. We created the first X, the first Y, and the first Z. Today, we are the investment management and investment services company that oversees over $32 trillion, and we have become one of the world's top 10 investment managers. We help clients conduct business in 35 countries and 100 markets, which gives us a unique vantage point to see the world like no one else has. We are the investment company for the world. Is that a story? Certainly not. It's a list of assertions. The other common mistake is labeling a sequence of events or a timeline as a story. Here is another real example, but masked. We were founded in 1890 during India's Swadeshi or freedom movement. After failing in several ventures, we started making widget A, and in 1915, we made India's first item B. In 1920, our products were endorsed by senior members of the freedom movement. In 1925, we entered a new industry C. In 1945, we set up an industrial township, and so on and so forth till 2016. This too is not a story. Then what is a story?